Dr. Pinsky, dictating a female IME on January 10 regarding Madeline, M-A-D-A-L-Y-N, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Madeline Rivera is a 54-year-old woman who reports she injured her left shoulder, elbow, and lower back at work on 12-3-20. Appeared in an underhanded fashion. She was helping a resident who weighed 215 pounds with his shower. Appeared he passed out, and in an effort to prevent his fall, she guided him to the shower chair. Appeared she did go to in spirit emergency room afterwards. Appeared further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a tear of a glenoid that was repaired surgically. Appeared she has completed a course of active treatment. Appeared she denies any prior injuries or problems with the left shoulder. Appeared she belatedly admitted to injuring her right shoulder and lower back at work with Our Lady of Lourdes. Appeared she underwent two right shoulder surgeries at that time. Period. New paragraph for her claim petition, Ms. Rivera alleged she was injured as she caught a resident who passed out while taking a shower. Period. I am in receipt of an employee injury record that contains the same information. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 12-9-20. Sorry, make that 12-3-20. Period. She denied any similar problems in the past. Period. She stared at a resident of her group home for whom she was caring for fell on her left side, causing her symptoms. Period. The pain was worse in the left shoulder and radiating down the left elbow area, as well as centralized and left-sided neck pain. Period. She did not convey any symptoms involving her back. Period. She underwent x-rays of the left shoulder and showed no fractures, avulsions, or dislocations. Period. Cervical spine x-ray showed no fractures or avulsions. Period. The posterior bony elements were intact. Period. Joint spaces were well maintained. Period. She had no facet arthritis or sclerosis. Period. Ms. Rivera was diagnosed with a cervical sprain and left acromio clavicular joint sprain, for which she was initiated on conservative care. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks, running through 12-12-20. Period. At that point, her low back pain was worsening. Period. She was prescribed ibuprofen and was to see an orthopedist. Period. New paragraph. She did see orthopedist Dr. Gray on 12-28-20. Period. She seemed to have multiple areas that were bothering her. Pretty distinct, the cervical myofascial pain and the lateral epicondylitis will resolve themselves, but there was an impressive click in the shoulder. Pretty thought an MRI was necessary to find out exactly what they were dealing with there. Period. A course of physical therapy was also initiated. Period's diagnoses were neck muscle strain, comma, left elbow lateral epicondylitis, comma, and complete tear of the left rotator cuff. Period. On, scratch that. On 12-28-20, Dr. Gray referenced, scratch that. She continued to see Dr. Gray concurrent with physical therapy. Period. In paragraph on 125-21, the petitioner presented to Cooper Emergency Room miscarriage, she stated she re-aggravated it 1 month ago relative to her back pain. Apparently, she now had numbness and tingling going down both legs, worse on the left. Apparently, she had difficulty ambulating. Period. She was evaluated, treated, and released. Apparently, CAT scan of the lumbar spine showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. Correlation was made to an MRI of the spine dated 2/24/16. Period. This clearly speaks to a pre-existing problem in the lower back. Period. A nurse practitioner wrote a note on 1/26/21 stating Ms. Rivera was admitted to the hospital the previous day. Period. She was to remain out of work to recuperate and return to work on 1/28/21. Period. New paragraph on 1/25/21. She underwent a history and physical by Dr. Ramdas, R-A-M-D-A-S-S. Period. Past medical history was notable for chronic back pain from herniated disc, comma, lumbar degenerative disc disease, comma, gastroparesis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, sexually transmitted disease, comma, right rotator cuff repair. Period. She was admitted for pain control and physical therapy. Period. She had not seen the spine doctor yet before coming to the emergency room. Period. On 4/2/21, Dr. Gray performed surgery on the shoulder to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively. Period of functional capacity evaluation was conducted on 5/17/21. Period. It deemed she performed it with maximum effort. Period. She was determined to be able to work in the medium physical demand category. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Gray was rendered through 7/1/21. Period. He released her to, quote, full duty with the following permanent restrictions. Colon, no repetitive movements overhead for more than 5 minutes. Comma, patient needs to have the opportunity to get assistance when transferring patients for lifting loads greater than 50 pounds or in high-risk situations with compromised patients. Period. End quote. She was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Rivera was filed an incident report at Lord's Health System on 8/3/09 relative to an incident of 7/23/09. Period. The specifics of that incident were not completed on this form. Period. A safety report was done on 8/3/09. Period. She related on the week of 7/23/09, she was helping a patient sit up and all of his weight got onto her shoulder. Period. She leaned forward trying to help him sit up but couldn't hold his weight. Period. As a result, she had pain in the whole left side, down her lower back, radiating down to her whole left leg. Period. She was seen at Health Now on 8/3/09. Period. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral strain and herniated disc and lumbar sacral spine, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, and left shoulder tendonitis. Period. Their handwritten note is difficult to decipher. Period. She followed up at Health Now on 8/17/09. Was cleared for full duty effective the next day. Period. She had no major complaints. occurred in the paragraph on 10/31/13. The petitioner presented to Cooper Emergency Room again. Period. She presented with syncope while sitting on the toilet. Period. She fell to the left, hitting the side of her head on the tub. Period. She felt fine prior to the event, but remembers becoming dizzy while sitting. Period. She had a small laceration behind her left ear, noted in triage. Period. She was evaluated and was found to have tenderness over the area of swelling over the distal clavicle. Period. There was full range of motion of the left shoulder. Period. She had a CAT scan of the head that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder were done and were read as normal. Period. New paragraph. On 6/13/14, the petitioner went to Cooper Emergency Room again. Period. She complained of lower abdominal pain with yellow vaginal discharge for the past 2 days. Period. On 2/25/15, she was seen at the emergency room. At Cooper, period, she complained of neck pain after falling forward while pushing her mother in a walker that day. Period. She fell onto her outstretched hands. Period. Face did not hit the ground, and she had no loss of consciousness. Period. She has some burning, radiating pain to the left upper chest, but no arm numbness, weakness, or burning. Period. She denied a history of neck problems. Period. She did undergo a CAT scan of the cervical spine. Period. And x-rays of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. On 4/13/15, the petitioner returned to Cooper Emergency Room, complaining of right shoulder pain that was 10/10 that started the previous evening. Period. It began after pulling a person on a sheet that night. Period. She had a past surgery to the same shoulders, rotator cuff. Period. She underwent right shoulder x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. She had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 7/15/15. Period. The history given was, quote, low back pain for the past 5 years. Period. End quote. It was compared to x-rays done on 2/25/15. Period. Insert those results here. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Rivera again presented herself to the Cooper Emergency Room on 2/23/16. Period. She states she has a history of a pinched nerve and was supposed to get a procedure done but did not. Period. She was having numbness and tingling down both lower extremities. Period. She was crying in triage and stating it hurt to sit or stand. Period. She had a history of sciatica, comma, multiple disc herniations, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, chronic pain, comma, STD, comma, migraine, headache, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, and gastroparesis. Period. She reported undergoing an MRI of the lumbar spine in July 2015. And the referral of Dr. Clements. Period. It showed multiple disc herniations from L2 through S1. Period. She was supposed to have an injection procedure in December 2015, but could not do so because of lack of insurance. Period. She had been out of her pain medicines, namely tramadol and fluoxetine, since November 2015. Period. She had been feeling pretty good until she woke up that day in excruciating pain. Period. She was admitted to the hospital for further attention. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 2/24/16 compared to the study of 7/15/15 to insert here. Period. She also I knew about preparation for colonoscopy on 3/20/17. Period and paragraph on 12/29/18, she went to Cooper Emergency Room again. Period, she complained of bilateral eye swelling with periorbital tenderness and pressure for 1 week. Period, on 10/24/19, she underwent pre-procedural evaluation for an endoscopy. Period, on 11/21/19, she went to Cooper Emergency Room with shortness of breath and a productive cough for 5 days. Period. Okay, physical examination. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was associated with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Abduction and flexion were to 160 and 150 degrees, respectively. Period. Internal rotation was to 65 degrees. Period. Independent adduction, extension, and external rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. There was tenderness to palpation about the left acromatic clavicular joint, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Lumbosacral, she remained in her pants, shoes, and socks, limiting visualization. Period. Spine cervical, she was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. There was mild tenderness to palpation at the lumbosacral junction and both sacroiliac joints. Period. Supine straight leg raises maneuvers were deferred, but sitting straight leg raises maneuvers will be inserted with the normal language. Period. Impressions. Madeline Rivera alleges to have been injured at work on 12/3/20 when she tried to prevent a resident from falling in the shower. Period. She placed him in a chair. Period. As a result, she claimed to have sustained injuries to the neck, left shoulder, and arm. Period. She later complained of pain in the lower back as well. Period. She underwent an extensive diagnostic workup through Dr. Gray. Period. On 2/3/21, she was evaluated by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell. Period. The contents of his report will be inserted from your cover letter. Period. She did submit to surgery on her left shoulder on 4/2/21. Period. She had physical therapy followed by a functional capacity evaluation. Period. Ms. Rivera has a well-documented history of prior orthopedic problems to the involved and other areas. Period. This is notwithstanding her denial of many of those incidents. Period. I will incorporate what you wrote on the cover letter about prior injuries. Period. At the current physical exam, she had decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. She had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits on either upper extremity. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. This is likely due to the subject event. Period. Put this in bold. I need to clarify if the prior shoulder surgery was just on the right or it was on the left also. Parachute currently presents with portal scars about the right shoulder and open and portal scars about the left. Period. There is a 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. By diagnostic testing, she does have evidence of pre-existing degenerative abnormalities that could not have been caused by the subject event on an acute basis. Period. End.